Okay, we're up to here in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 4. This is 1068, and this is dated the 27th day of Sivan, Baruch Hashem, Tavshin Yudal from Brooklyn, and the Rebbe is saying peace and blessing. Shalom Bavracha. The Rebbe is responding to his letter in which he tells...
That's the rain.
Yeah, that is, there's a telegram, a letter, that he notified the Rebbe that the Canadian Council is ready to give them visas to there. Here the Rebbe says, I've already written to several people of the Anash that based on the information that is being received from Canada, and certainly you also get these news, the settling as far as a livelihood in Canada, the same thing as far as America, isn't as simple. It's not so easy to settling down, finding a job and making a parnasa, as opposed to the countries in South America or in Australia. So therefore, I'm a little bit surprised why you're not interesting yourself about moving over there. I mean, we talk about these were all people that came from Russia, and they were all refugees, and they were looking for places to settle. And the Rebbe is saying that in the other places, and it's easier, even though that receiving a visa isn't as easy. But in any event, the Rebbe says to any place that you move there, may Hashem help and give that your travel should be okay, and that you should settle in a proper way, both physically and spiritually, together. You actually see that the people that ended up in Australia and the people that ended up in South America did pretty well for themselves, you know, better in some cases than the people in the United States. They were very affluent over there based also my son who was in Australia for a year, he says that Chabad community is pretty well settled over there financially. They sound to be okay. Then okay, but no. So this was Rebbe saying originally. Now the Rebbe says, as far as you're asking that they are suggesting for a young man for your daughter, and what is the question? He says. He says, the boy that they're suggesting for his daughter, his name is Avraham. And since his own name is also, it doesn't say, is also Avraham apparently, it's that it out. But he had two names, Avraham. So, and he only uses Avraham when he gets an aliyah for the Torah and when he signs his name. But otherwise, he's not called by the name Avraham. Generally, there is something about in the holy books, there is something about your daughter shouldn't marry a boy with the same name as her father, or the same thing goes for a boy, shouldn't marry a girl who has the same name as his mother. And but the Rebbe says, since everything else is fitting, so that should not hold back. If everything else works out, the name alone shouldn't stop. The Rebbe quotes from the Tzemach Tzedek that in this case, this is not considered at all names the same. Since there's two names and there's nothing to worry about, the Rebbe quotes other places. And personal level, I had the same issue, and I really didn't understand so much why is it so important until later on in life. You understand, you know, Baruch Hashem, you know, everything is good. But my wife has two names, you know, she's Sarah Naomi. My mother's name was Sarah Relka. And we actually asked the Rebbe too, I believe, and the Rebbe also said that that's not a problem. So what is the problem? But there is a problem. What happens is, you know, God gives you children. Right, and you know, God should give everybody long life and good years. Then, you know, when my mother passed away, now you don't name after living people. So what are you going to name? Like, you can't name somebody Sarah because that's your mother's name. And that's we had that problem. That's a big, so everybody got around it. So, you know, one, but my mother had two names. Sarah Relka, that was the name. So like my son, Pacey, he just gave Relka, that's it. So he missed out with Sarah. No, Rivki is was before my mother was alive for many years after that. My daughter in Oregon, she gave her daughter name Shira Relka.
Okay.
Not Sarah, but Shira Relka. That was later. And my other daughter gave Nechama Relka. Nechama was after my father, Nachum. So it was Nechama Relka. So, but it was. It was an issue. So you see, the same thing would be the other way. They can't give the name because if their parents are alive and they have the same name, so then the grandchildren. That's one of the, I'm not sure that's the reason, but I realized later on that that causes a issue later on. But if there's two names, maybe that's the reason. I don't know. That's the reason. But I'm just saying, this is something that I actually experienced myself. So you know, it's your mother's name, but it's not the fully, you know, it's another. Okay.